Beneath Hawaii's lush paradise lies a classified nightmare. Imagine trees mysteriously turning black, their bark disintegrating at a touch. This is how conservation biologist Rachel Sherrill's ordinary day at Hilo Botanical Gardens transforms into the first glimpse of potential apocalypse. The military's immediate response, evacuation, hazmat suits, specialized cold fire extinguishers, suggests this is no ordinary ecological anomaly. Most telling is the complete media blackout that follows. No news coverage, no public statements, just business as usual days later, as if nothing happened. This pattern of discovery, containment, and denial establishes the terrifying premise of eruption, the dangerous gap between what the public knows and what powerful institutions keep hidden. John Mack McGregor understands volcanoes better than most people understand their own families. As head of the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory, he carries a terrible burden. Mauna Loa, the largest volcano in the world, is days away from its most violent eruption in a century. When reporters ask if we can control lava flows, Mack's honest answer foreshadows the novel central conflict. Despite our best efforts with bombing, bulldozing, or spraying seawater, humans have consistently failed to tame volcanic power. Yet Mack's integrity extends beyond science. When a helicopter crashes at Kilauea Summit, he personally descends into the crater to rescue the pilot and cameraman, demonstrating both his courage and the novel's theme of human vulnerability. Inside his heat-resistant suit, Mack recalls the 67 scientists who've died studying volcanoes, a stark reminder that nature demands respect and sometimes blood. The truth emerges when Mack meets stroke victim General Bennett, who desperately tries to communicate by writing ice tub and drawing the international radiation symbol. Following this cryptic clue leads Mack to a horrifying discovery. A smooth-walled lava tube beneath Mauna Kea contains 643 glowing blue canisters of Agent Black, an extremely potent radioactive herbicide secretly stored there since 1978. The glass is cracking, and Mauna Loa's impending eruption threatens to release it all. In a chilling classroom demonstration, geneticist Adam Lim reveals how Agent Black works. When a black fly merely licks the substance, it combines with tobacco mosaic virus in the insect's gut. When the fly later lands on a leaf, the virus rapidly spreads, creating black spots that multiply across the plant, killing even massive trees within 48 hours. If lava reaches these canisters, the explosive cloud would reach stratospheric levels, circulating globally and killing nearly all plants within 2 months. The domino effect is devastating. Mass starvation of animals and humans, 3.1 billion deaths within 8 weeks, and almost complete extinction within 4 months. The irony cuts deep. A substance created by humans to kill plants could end up killing almost everything else. With the stakes established, Mack assembles his team at the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory. Their predictive model shows an eruption in approximately 4 days. Instead of trying to control the volcano directly, Mack proposes working with its energy, placing explosives in lava tubes, filling them with water delivered by helicopters, and sealing them. When magma contacts this water under pressure, it would create a powerful steam explosion, potentially redirecting the lava flow away from the ice tube. This approach reflects a more sophisticated understanding of working with natural forces rather than against them. But it carries enormous risks, potentially creating a nuclear dent, a deadly avalanche of fire. The technical challenges require specialized expertise from Rebecca Cruz's demolition company. Meanwhile, teenager Lono Akani, working as an intern at the observatory, discovers military personnel supposedly there to rebuild roads. His eavesdropping reveals the truth about placing explosives, confirming that something far more dangerous than road construction is happening. Lono represents all innocent civilians, people kept in the dark about threats that could end their world. As Mauna Loa nears eruption, three distinct philosophies emerge. General Mark Rivers advocates a military solution: trenches perpendicular to lava flow, containment pits, and a 7-mile wall to protect Hilo. Celebrity volcanologists Oliver and Leah Cutler, alongside wealthy J.P. Brett, propose bombing holes in the volcano's sides to exhaust the lava faster, then spraying seawater from Brett's tankers. Mac charts a middle course, creating holes on the mountain's east side to redirect lava toward Kilauea and Route 11. His approach balances respect for the volcano's power with strategic intervention. "We're essentially trying to impose our will on the fury of the natural world," he acknowledges, recognizing their inherent hubris. These competing approaches clash at a press conference in Edith Kanaka'ole Stadium. Rivers projects military confidence. The Cutlers seek attention in silver jumpsuits, and Brett makes a dramatic entrance dressed in the unofficial uniform of the Billionaire Boys Club, perfectly capturing how military authority, scientific expertise, celebrity culture, and wealth vie for control during crisis. When Mauna Loa erupts, the novel delivers spectacular destruction. Mac and Rebecca witness a massive fireball bursting through ash clouds, igniting the sky. Lava flows in all directions with unprecedented magnitude. Na'alehu is engulfed by a glowing avalanche moving at 100 miles per hour. Police Chief Sam Ukai watches helplessly as bodies float on the advancing lava before he too is swept up, thinking of his daughter in his final moments. At Hanalei Beach, 10 young men from the canoe club take their outriggers to South Point, led by Luke Takayama, who declares, "If this is the end of the world, I want to be on the water when it happens." As the volcanic tsunami forms, they paddle desperately toward shore with steam rising around them, showcasing both human courage and vulnerability. The climax arrives as Mac and Colonel Rayleigh fly an F-15EX Eagle II to bomb and divert the lava flow from the ice tube. When they discover the ejector rack is jammed, Rayleigh proposes crashing the plane to create the necessary explosion, the ultimate sacrifice to save countless lives. In the novel's most profound twist, human sacrifice proves unnecessary. As Mac and Rayleigh prepare for their suicide mission, they witness ancient lava from dormant Mauna Kea functioning as a natural wall, diverting Mauna Loa's flow westward toward the ocean. "Nature just happened," Mac observes in wonder. In the end, lava itself saved the world. 4 weeks later, the military removes 642 canisters, one less than when they started. The deadly Agent Black is again contained and transported to an undisclosed location, bringing closure while leaving questions about the missing canister. The final image is telling. Workers completely seal the ice tube entrance. When the last truck departs, Mauna Kea appears unchanged, as if nothing happened. This mirrors the forgotten incident at Hilo Botanical Gardens where Rachel first encountered Agent Black. Discovery, containment, and denial continue. Despite our technological prowess, satellites, computer models, engineering, we remain at nature's mercy. The novel suggests true wisdom lies in respecting these forces rather than controlling them, recognizing our limitations. Consider what other natural powers we're attempting to control, what secrets lie buried beneath our civilization, and whether we're prepared for when nature inevitably has the final word.